Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station. We're here with Chicago Sports Talk when you need us. Live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by the fine folks over at Team Hochberg. My man, David. Visit their new website at 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Gordon, thanks for joining me. I want to get an idea and sense of how things are going overall with MLB.
Do you see anything coming along the horizon that would suggest things can be, that there's going to be something that sparks an interest that drives the game forward again? I don't see it. This has been a game that's been in crisis for at least the amount of time that those revenues have been increasing. They've been because they've been increasingly depending on a smaller core of fans. As I pointed out in the story, the average baseball fan is a white guy in his 50s. There ain't going to be many of us left too long from now. And there's not a whole lot of backfill to that in the generations coming up. So what's going to save the game? I mean, they could really deal the game a massive torpedo blast here if they don't get some kind of deal done. And I think, yes, the players could make that happen. But really, I think it's on the owners.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
That was Gordon Whitmire on the show yesterday. Gordon, if you didn't know, now writes for NBC Sports Chicago. He's covering baseball and the Cubs for them.
Or us. So
you should check out his work there. And he's right. Like, I think that we're in a place now where baseball needs to, even if the conclusion that I came to after talking to Gordon was this. If we are at this spot where there's going to be some real short-term pain. It's legitimate financial short-term pain for the owners on this. They have to look at whether or not they really want to deal with what the fallout would be if there's no season and the damage that that can do to their pocketbooks, because that's the thing that they really care about. And secondarily, they care about the game itself, the damage that can be done to the game if there's no season. So it's part of a conversation that we want to have on today's show. Other things that are going to happen on the show today. Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times is going to join me at 12:40. There was a lot of interesting stuff that came out of the Zoom conference calls that players had with reporters yesterday. The Bears did cancel their press offering of the two quarterbacks yesterday, and I do wonder if that has to do with Drew Brees. Herbie, that was my first thought was, oh, so the quarterbacks are not available today. I wonder why.
I was surprised too that everybody, I'm surprised that Ryan Pace hasn't been on these calls.
On the calls to Drew Brees?
I mean, the Zoom calls for the Bears to represent the team.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
I bet he probably was. He probably had a shield and a sword yesterday and got on the Saints Zoom call to defend Drew Brees.
Definitely. But, like, you got one of your best players calling you out, not by name, but pretty much calling you out about your decision to get Mike Lennon instead of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, what I think is really interesting is, at least for now, and we'll see how long it lasts, something has been unlocked amongst athletes overall, but NFL players in particular. That has been a world where guys have not really wanted to step out, have not wanted to say anything. And now we're seeing those guys be like the way that the league, that players in the league went after Drew Brees yesterday on Twitter. That they chased him back to a 10-paragraph apology today. I thought it was wonderful that we are now in a space where NFL players feel as comfortable as NBA players have been when it comes to speaking their mind. And MLB players are starting to get there too on different subject matters, but they're speaking their mind a little bit more openly. You should have seen like my DMs and the inbox yesterday that from athletes when the Drew Brees stuff hit from all different sports. It was amazing. We're going to talk with Charles Tillman about that and some other stuff coming up at 1 o'clock. I don't want to spend a whole day talking about Drew Brees. I really don't. I am going to ask Charles about it because they're friends. But I would just like, since we're doing what I think is great, and I know I've been starting and stopping sentences like crazy this week. What I think is great is that we are in an environment where a lot of people are open to learning about experiences and then adding it to their own experience and then kind of coming up with their thoughts on how things should be. And people who enjoyed what I had to say or got something out of what I had to say on Monday and have been nice enough to reach out, I appreciate you, and I hope that in some ways it could augment what you already think about the world. Let me add a little something else to your plate on the subject of Drew Brees. What I don't like about Drew Brees talking about his grandfather's experience is that it makes it seem as if the rest of us don't have stories like that. My family is by no means an army family, but my father served, my grandfather served. And they have stories about what it was like for them in America while wearing their uniforms. That while representing the country, being patriotic as one can be, to give of yourself to serve in the armed forces, that they still had to deal with their lives not mattering in uniform in the United States. And you talk to any black person whose family has military ties, and they will tell you a similar story. Beyond black people, the experience of Japanese Americans in World War II, Japanese Americans who served in World War II, and then what they were subjected to when they came back from serving. That's why it's so like odorous, because it feels as if Drew doesn't understand that the rest of us also have stories. The rest of us also want to be patriotic. But being patriotic isn't just bowing down with the flag and acting like that's the end of every conversation about patriotism in the United States. It's not. And it is incumbent upon all of us to try and uphold, if we really do care about the things that we think makes America great, then we're supposed to uphold those things. If you're a champion of the Bill of Rights, if that's something that you get down with, you should be disgusted about what you're seeing in the streets. Because more than one of those amendments is being violated on a daily basis in these protests. And all people are trying to do is get you to see it from their point of view. That your interpretation is not the only interpretation of what America is. It's not the only experience of what America is. I had this wonderful, wonderful show a couple years ago where we honored vets. Where we sat there and we talked with vets. And it was great, like getting them into a room talking. Vets of all types were there, which was wonderful. And in saying that, shout out to Veronica Blanco and her dad, because he had been struggling with COVID and he just got out of the hospital a little while ago. And I know that he served the country with distinction, and I'm glad that he's okay. So much love to you, Ronnie, and to your dad. But there's a lot of experiences that our veterans have, and even white veterans, when they've come back from serving wars and not being able to find jobs and not being able to get some of the mental health needs that they have, or not being able to be taken care of physically. Look at what our veterans have gone through at Walter Reed over the last few years. We say a lot of stuff, but do we follow up? And Drew Brees can talk about his grandfathers all he wants. We all got grandfathers. And guess what? During that time, a lot of them were called to serve, and they did. And it didn't necessarily change the experience of being in America after that. Okay, I just wanted to say that, and then I wanted to move on to something that's a little bit more fun. Baseball! Herbie, remember yesterday when we were talking about how many games is enough games to play before all of us are like, maybe y'all shouldn't even play? That's where... Okay, I want to know if you can text in, and the text zone, by the way, is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. If you don't know, the text zone shortcut that we used to have doesn't exist anymore. So if you're texting the score, you have to text it at 312-644-6767. Let's just get right into it. How many games? Because the player said, well, how about 114 games and we'll play doubleheaders, and that's what you want, right? And the owners are like, we can't afford it because these losses that we are taking on are biblical and we can't afford it. So how about 50 games? I feel like the threshold for me is 75. I thought about it after the show. I went for a bike ride this morning around the South Side. By the way, there are some choice little houses hiding in South Shore and in Saginaw. Like, I was riding over there like, huh, y'all just got these big lots and these beautiful brick homes. Don't nobody know. Huh. Might have to come down here and buy something. And I was thinking about yesterday, and I was thinking about the amount of games that I would want, and 75 is the amount for me. Anything below that, Look, we're all going to take it. If they come back and they play a dumbass 50-game schedule, we're all going to be in it for the sprint. I can see the T-shirts now. Like, all of this stuff. It's a sprint, not a marathon. Like, trademark, Herbie, trademark that. So we can get the profits from that. But 75 is about where I get a little queasy. Of why not just have a tournament at that point? Let's just go ahead and take the teams and do it World Cup style. Have series, have people advance out of the series, and then that's it. Because 50 games seems way low to me. And I get that it's a bargaining point, and you're seeing 32 games be added by the players to the 82. We also need to make that 83. And then 32 games being taken away by the owners to get to 50. Now, Gordon said yesterday that he doesn't think that they're running out of time, at least not yet. But he does think that if we get to the middle of next week and things still are kind of not moving forward, then perhaps there's a bigger problem here. And maybe there won't be baseball. And baseball has said that they don't want to go into November, which I completely understand, because as I've said many times on this show, if we're in a position where sports is back, that means that the NFL will be back. And if the NFL is back, no one will care about what's happening with their baseball team. So I want to get your thoughts on how many games is enough. You can text us and you can call us at 312-644-6767. Where's the part, what's the amount of games where you're concerned that it doesn't feel like baseball at all? What's your threshold? Mine is 75. I look forward to hearing from you on that. And I have a little bit of information on the broadcast of games that I think that you might find interesting. We'll do that coming up next here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
From Pro Football Focus and former NFL player Solomon Wilcots.
Nick Foles to be able to blow this thing open before training camp is even over and solidify himself as a starter, considering the experience that he has, Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, Nick Foles has to play better than he did 1 year ago, and so does Mitchell Trubisky.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A Radio.com Sports Station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. As someone who loves to point out the shortcomings of the NCAA, it's only fair to give them credit when they do something right. Arizona State punter Michael Turk is being allowed to return to the Sun Devils, even though he declared for the NFL draft, hired an agent, went undrafted, and then didn't sign as a free agent. The NCAA granted the waiver partly because Turk didn't take any money from that agent. Whatever the reason, we don't always see this kind of hospitality from the NCAA. And this is the way it should be in football and basketball anyway. The door should always be open for players to come back and exhaust their eligibility. Recruiting timelines and roster building complicate the matter, but those can be figured out. The only problem now for Turk is ASU recruited his replacement, so he's got a job to win back. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Jay Farn.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi. Guess we should talk about something. How's the vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle. Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got